Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Britain's High Court has blocked an attempt by an Iraqi ex-general to prosecute former Prime Minister Tony Blair for invading Iraq in 2003. The case centered on the concept that crimes of aggression would be recognized under British law. Online is Alexander Seal, journalist for BBC Afrique. Alexander, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
This certainly was an interesting court case, trying to bring one of the world's leaders to book, but it doesn't seem to have gone anywhere.
No, it hasn't, because as you just mentioned, the High Court has blocked an attempt to prosecute Tony Blair over the Iraq War. And former Iraqi general Abdul Wahed Shanan al-Rabat accused Tony Blair, former prime minister, between 1997 and 2007 for crimes of aggression by invading Iraq in 2003. So this is a very interesting case. And I just want to note that this Iraqi general also wanted to prosecute former Foreign Secretary Jack Straw and ex-Attorney General Lord Goldsmith.
Yeah, so it certainly is quite interesting. And I think also we should sort of maybe underline the findings, I think, of the Chilcot inquiry, which was conducted into Britain's conduct towards the Iraqi invasion of 2003.
Yes, exactly. Of course. So last year, the UK's Iraq War inquiry, led by Sir John Chilcot, ruled that the invasion had not been the last resort, and it was presented to the MPs and the public. And this Chilcot report ruled that Tony Blair had overstated the threat posed by Saddam Hussein. And so it's really an interesting case and quite serious that a former UK Prime Minister is accused for war crimes.
And of course, we have journalists like Robert Fisk calling Tony Blair Lord Blair of Kut al-Amara, referring to a battle which Britain, I think, lost in about 1915 and 1960 in Iraq, just to show his displeasure at Tony Blair.
Yes, and, you know, we have to note that you know, despite Tony Blair apologizing to families of those killed in the 2003 Iraq War, you know, Tony Blair, he was an ally to former U.S. President George W. Bush, and as you know, the French, the Germans, and also the Spaniards, I think, refused to go to Iraq. The French former French President Jacques Chirac, he made a very good speech, and his Foreign Secretary Dominique de Villepin made a very good speech at the United Nations, accusing the Americans of wanting to go into war in Iraq. So and. Now in the UK, people don't want to vote for Labour because people are accusing Tony Blair of being a war criminal, basically.
Yeah, it must be kind of surreal for Tony Blair. He did his time as Prime Minister. He's in retirement, essentially, to find himself being accused of a war criminal all the time. And we had the obscene idea of Tony Blair being a peace envoy to the Middle East when he'd finished being a prime minister. That also must have not gone down very well.
No, it didn't go very well, and we didn't see a lot of successes. So that was a bit of a that was a bit surrealistic, and we don't know why he was chosen to be a peace envoy when he went to war in 2003. And as you know, around 500,000 are estimated to have died between 2003 and 2011, according to a study published in 2013. And a total of 179 British military personnel also lost their lives. And the Iraq War led to the, I would say, the destruction of the Middle East, and also peace is not there yet, basically.
Indeed. Would you agree that the fact that this Iraqi general took Tony Blair and other English public officials of the time to court on the accusation of war crimes is, in a sense, the tip of an iceberg of Iraqi resentment at what Tony Blair did to the country, and the fact that he did completely over-exaggerate the threat that Iraq posed to the British people?
Well, I think he has his a good point, because one has to know that one can't go in and bomb a country without having a plan. For example, I would like to just give an example of the war in Libya. For example, there was no plan afterwards. The British and the Americans went to war against Gaddafi, and Libya is still under turmoil, and there was no peace plan afterwards. And we have the same thing in Iraq at the moment. So really, you can't just go and invade a country and not have a peace plan. And the when former Prime Minister Gordon Brown was Prime Minister, he tried to appease things a tiny bit. He brought troops out of Iraq, but it didn't really work quite well. And so this Iraq war is in British people's minds at the moment.
If one looks at the whole situation, how is Tony Blair perceived in the European community today? It doesn't seem as if his record is regarded with great fondness.
No, you're right. But regarding Brexit, he is anti-Brexit. He's been saying a lot of things. He's been against Prime Minister Theresa May. He's been saying that Brexit is the wrong thing. And so I think he's trying to save his image a tiny bit. And it's interesting to note that former Prime Ministers, former Conservative Prime Minister John Major and former Labour Prime Minister Tony Blair are all against Brexit, and it's of course the right thing to do and to say. And I think Tony Blair is trying to make a fair point, but I don't think people are going to listen to him because of his position of being an ally to George W. Bush, and also of his position in the Iraq War. And so his image is not so good at the moment.
Alexander Seal, BBC Afrique journalist, thanks for giving us comment on the British High Court blocking an attempt by an Iraqi ex-general to prosecute former Prime Minister Tony Blair for invading Iraq in 2003. As always, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you very much.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.